Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to step right up to the fountain of fun. John Cornell welcoming you to the Fountain of Fun, the Crossroads Soda Parlor, where we hear from Bill Brito, the Thrasher Sisters, Veronica Lagoon, Doc Fiddlepaddle, and Phil Davis and his orchestra. And here's the trip of the fountain, that fallen arch in the comedy parade, Bob Jellison.
Hello, I'll be with you just as soon as I wait on this customer. Now, let's see. You wanted a box of cigars, didn't you?
That's right. We just had a pleasant event at our house.
Well, congratulations. What is it?
My mother-in-law went back home.
Fountain of Fun, Bob Jellison speaking. Oh, it's you, Mrs. Updike. Why, of course. I'd be glad to help. No. No, not there.
Yeah.
No? No? Yeah. 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 So now you have it. Oh, not at all, Mrs. Updike. You're welcome.
Hey, what were you doing, Bob?
Oh, just helping Mrs. Updike with the jigsaw puzzle.
Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, present Fountain of Fun. Once again, we invite all lovers of good candy to double your pleasure at the Fountain of Fun with the pleasure of eating a Milky Way, America's most enjoyable candy bar. Discover to your sheer delight what a grand pick-me-up a Milky Way bar is, as well as a delicious candy bar. Notice during the day when you're tired and worn from long hours of work, what a treat it is to eat a luscious Milky Way. How good it tastes. And how quickly a Milky Way bar satisfies hunger, helps lagging energy return. That is why for children at school and for grown-ups at work, wholesome, nourishing Milky Way candy bars have become an American institution. Every day, countless thousands of Milky Ways are placed in lunchboxes throughout America and are taken to busy factories. Then at lunchtime, that Milky Way in the lunchbox becomes a luxurious dessert. Unusual as a dessert because of its extremely high nutritional value, and even more unusual because of its rare, delightful taste. With each bite, the pure milk chocolate coating, the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious center of chocolate nougat, flavored with real malted milk, melt into that thrilling taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Jerk from the Fountain of Fun. Say, John, did you know that next Saturday is Halloween?
Why, sure, Bob. And by the way, are you going to get a pumpkin head?
No, I'm going to stay sober.
No, not that. A pumpkin head, you know what it is. What is it that has a funny yellow face with buck teeth and slit eyes?
Hirohito.
Boy, you're the limit, Bob. Say, we're all expecting you at the Halloween party our boss, old Doc Fiddlepaddle, is giving. Phil Brito and all the rest of the gang are going to be there.
Oh, Phil Brito. Gosh, he's a he-man.
I'll say. And he sure treats the girls rough.
Yeah, I understand he's going around now with one of the sisters in our vocal trio. You know, Mary?
Thrasher?
No, he treats her nice and gentle.
What are you going to wear at the party, Bob?
Oh, I guess I'll just cover myself with canvas and go as Mussolini.
I don't get it. What has canvas got to do with Mussolini?
Well, they're both stiff and crude, and they both got stepped on by a house painter.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Incidentally, that house painter Hitler is sure having trouble with that Russian wall, isn't he?
I say. This is the first time a wall ever gave a painter a shellacking.
But getting back to the party, Bob, I understand Veronica Lagoon is going to look very pretty.
Yeah, well, how come?
Well, she's going to come dressed in wings and a halo.
Well, what will that make her?
A flying Venus.
Oh, well, that's nothing. Phil Davis is going to come dressed in wings and a propeller.
What will that make him?
A flying fortress.
All of the colonel's daughter, Genevieve. Each little soldier led the other to believe that he was going home to spend his 10-day leave. Some took a taxi cab and summer train. Some bought a ticket for a southbound plane. Some took a trolley to the west side of town. The 10 little soldiers, they were homeward bound. Each took a different direction. Each one in search of affection. Imagine their surprise and the shock they received when they bumped into each other calling on Genevieve. 10 little soldiers went from bad to worse. But 10 little sailor boys had got there first. They crowded her door like a bag of sardines. When out walked Genevieve with 10 marines. 10 little soldiers, 10 little sailors, 10 marines on a 10-day leave. They went to war when the country called to say goodbye to the Genevieve. Germans on the Russian front, fighting in the summer, they were excellent men. But when the winter came, here's the story we're told. They cried out to Lieber, it's getting cold. There were 10,000 Japanese set out to sea. Thought they'd keep their rendezvous a mystery. Everything was ducky till they reached the coral sea. When splash went the Japanese to eternity. 10,000 enemy soldiers trying to make us believe that the rough and the tough, but they're just a powder puff. To the 10 little soldiers calling on Genevieve. The 10 little soldiers and the 10 marines went with the sailors to the battle scene. Now they're all smiles in the Solomon Isles. The soldiers and the sailors and the 10 marines.
And that's the story of the 10 little soldiers as told by the Thrasher sisters.
Yes, and that was mighty swell, kids. Yes, sir. Tickety-boo.
Well, look who's here. The boss himself, old Doc Fiddlefest.
Well, I just thought I'd drop around and see how things are going.
Well, I'm glad you did, Doc.
I can't waste much time, though. Got a lot to do. Got to go to the hotel and check the mileage on that roller towel. Getting close to a new record. Got to go to the butcher shop for the unveiling of the sausage machine and, oh, yes. Got to go to the firehouse. Big day there. Launching the new deck, the cards, and the pinochle game.
Why, you certainly are the busy boy. You know, it's been plenty busy around here, Doc. Pretty soon, I'll be needing a helpmate.
A what?
A helpmate. A helpmate. Don't you know what a helpmate is?
Well, sure I do. That's my favorite radio serial. Gosh, I wish I'd seen that Linda gal before Steve did. Oh, well, gotta get going, Bucky. There's all that Halloweening to do. First thing I'd better do, though, is get my tic-tac fixed.
Doc, you don't actually mean you're going out and play Halloween pranks and all that sort of thing.
Oh, toot your horn, kid. You're in a fog. Sure I am, John boy.
Hey, Doc, don't you think you're too old to go Halloweening?
Too old? Oh, fiddle-faddle, fiddle-faddle.
I mean,
what's that? Somebody called me? Thought I heard my name.
No, Doc, no. Well, I will admit you're mighty chipper for your age.
Yeah, just like a mule in a briar patch, Bucky. Still, I can't understand why they don't take me in the Army. Gonna take them 18-year-old boys, you know. Like I was saying to the other pin boys down at the bowling alley, I said
Hey, wait a minute. You mean you're setting up pins at the bowling alley?
Well, sure, Bucky. Strikes me as a good spare time job. You get it? Strikes. Spares. Ha! Mama pin a rose on me.
Oh, doctor.
Well, like I was saying to the other pin boys at the bowling alley, what's an 18-year-old boy got that I don't remember having?
Now, look, Doc, you used that joke on the Fountain of Fun program last week.
Oh, so that's where I heard it. That's a mighty funny program. Never miss it. Especially that old fella. Huh? Why, he...
Look, don't think this isn't interesting, because it isn't. But I don't want to waste your time when you have so much to do.
That's right, Bucky. Now, I got a lot of preliminary work to do for Halloweening. Got my eye on a few winders for soap. Got a couple of swings lined up to carry off. And back at Charlie Detweiler's house, there's an out... Back at Charlie Detweiler's house, there's an out... There's an outworn old buggy we're going to haul off.
Doctor, you certainly are a cut-up.
Yeah, I got to get me some jack-o'-lanterns, too. Guess I'll have to buy some pumpkins. You know, I used to grow them myself.
Is that so, Doc?
Oh, yes. In these parts, I was considered the head pumpkin grower. Pumpkin head fiddle-faddle, I was known as in them days.
Oh, you sad man.
You should have been out with us the other night, Bucky. Awful thing happened to me, though.
The what, Doc?
Well, we was out by the cemetery, see? And I got lost from the rest of the kids. And I'm telling you, it was mighty scary.
Yeah, Doc?
Well, I was going along there trying to figure out just where I was. It was awful dark. I was kind of whistling to myself, and then all of a sudden, I seen a ghost.
You did?
Yes, I sure did. Well, sir, I lit out as fast as I could. Looked back over my shoulder and seen that ghost coming after me.
Yeah?
Then I really run. Fairly flew, I tell you. But he kept right behind me. Finally, I just couldn't run no more. Had to sit down on a bench. And there I was, a-huffing and a-puffing, and this ghost feller sits right down beside me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, he says to me, he says, well, that was some running we did. And I says, that's right, Mr. Ghost. And just as soon as I get my breath back, we're going to do some more.
The night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, you really loved me, and no one else could come between. But now you've left me and love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Please don't take my sunshine away. Now don't you take my sunshine, please let it stay.
That was Phil Brito singing, You Are My Sunshine.
Hello.
Veronica Lagoon.
Hello.
Say, Veronica, did you hear about the big Halloween party over at Doc's place?
Why, no, Bobby. How was it?
How? What do you mean, how was it? Halloween isn't here yet.
It isn't. Well, what are all those skeletons I've been seeing around town?
Skeletons? Those are four F's.
Oh. And those people I see flying around on broomsticks?
Fuller Brush men, conserving tires.
Well, speaking about conserving tires, Bobby, my girlfriend Myrtle got a ticket for conserving tires.
She got a ticket for conserving tires?
Uh-huh. She was going around corners on two wheels.
I see. Well, this girlfriend of yours, is she the one who looks big enough to be a stand-in for a Liberty ship?
Uh-huh. Well, she's a nurse, Bobby, and a very nice girl. Awfully broad-minded. Mm.
If you ask me, she's awfully broad-minded all over.
Well, she's a good nurse. Of course she talks a lot. But her boyfriend knows how to keep her quiet.
How does he manage to keep her quiet? Date and hug her?
Uh-uh. Louisville slugger.
No wonder she's got bats in her belfry.
You know, Bobby, Myrtle told me that I'd make a good nurse. So now I'm studying first aid at business school.
Oh, is that so? Well, look, if I gave you a practical problem in first aid, do you suppose you could answer it?
Oh, sure.
All right, well, let's see now. Suppose there are two men.
Uh-huh.
One is lying down, almost unconscious.
Oh.
His face is pale. His pulse weak and rapid. He's gasping for breath. He's lost almost all sensibility. Now, what's the first thing the other man should do?
Go to a neutral corner.
Uh-oh, ring the bell.
I was out for a drive with my first aid instructor last night, Bobby.
Oh, were you?
Sure. We were driving through the park when all of a sudden the motor stopped.
Mm. Did you get worried?
I'll say. I said to him, I suppose you're out of gas.
Yes. Yeah.
Then he got worried.
I can imagine. Well, tell me, Veronica, does the first aid instructor like you very much?
Oh, yes. He proposed to me.
He proposed to you? Gosh, what did you say? No?
Well, certainly I said no. Let him get his own sugar ration coupon.
Serve on gas and tires.
Say, that's a good idea, Doc, but won't the car be kind of crowded?
Oh, I don't know, Bucky. I guess I can take you and Phil Brito and Veronica and the Thrasher kids over easy enough. Might have to make two trips for Phil Davis, though.
Hey, gosh, the way you fellas around this place talk, you'd think that I weighed a ton dressed in a bathing suit.
Oh, well, in a bathing suit. But you are heavy, Mr. D, and that's no kidding. Why, just yesterday, you were walking down the street when I heard a little boy say to his mother, "Look, Mommy, inflation."
Oh. Well, look, I met a girl last night who doesn't think I'm so stout.
No.
She said I reminded her of a White House.
A White House?
Yes. Or was it a lighthouse?
Hi, Veronica.
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah, Veronica.
If the car's going to be crowded, I can sit on Phil Brito's lap.
But I wanted to sit on Phil's lap, Veronica.
Hey, hey, now, wait there now, kids. Wait, wait. Ain't nobody going to sit on Phil's lap at all. Because out and back there pushing, he ain't going to have no lap.
Don't you worry. We'll all get to the party somehow, and we'll really have fun. Gosh, it'll be swell. Sitting around the fire, telling ghost stories.
Ooh, makes me scared even to think of it. Do you believe in ghosts, Bob?
Oh, why, certainly, Mary. I live in a haunted house.
You do? Why do you live in a haunted house?
Ooh, just for the spirit of the thing.
Are there real ghosts in the house where you live?
I'll say. The other night, I saw about 40 of them.
40 of them? God.
Well, 41 to be exact. But one little ghost was away off in the corner all by himself. The others wouldn't have anything to do with him.
Why not?
His sheet was tattletale gray.
Gosh, it sure must be spooky living in a haunted house. Do you hear any unusual sounds?
I'll say I do. The ghosts turned in their chains to the scrap metal drive, and now they go around dragging plastics.
I saw a ghost the other day, Bobby.
Oh, is that so?
Uh-huh. It was my Uncle Pete.
Now, look, wait a minute. How could you tell the ghost was your Uncle Pete?
I saw his laundry mark.
On a February morn, a tiny baby boy was born, Abraham, Abraham. When he grew up, this tiny babe, folks all called him Honest Abe, Abraham, Abraham. In 1860, he became our 16th president. Now he's in the Hall of Fame, a most respected gent. That is why we celebrate this blessed February day, Abraham, Abraham.
When black folks lived in slavery, was it set the darky free?
Abraham, Mr. Abraham.
When trouble came down from the shelf, his heart was bigger than himself.
Abraham, Abraham. The country's going to the dogs.
They shouted loud and strong.
But from a cabin made of logs,
the right man came along. And that is why we celebrate this blessed February day, Abraham.
When someone told him General Grant was drinking every night, he answered, go and see if you can
get on my general's side.
That is why we celebrate this blessed February day, Abraham.
Mr. Abraham.
Mr. Lincoln Washington.
That was Phil Greedo and the Thrasher Sisters swinging out with the Phil Davis Philharmonic. Oh, that was great, boys. What a band. By the way, Mary, does Phil Davis have a theme song?
No, he doesn't, Bob.
Well, he should have. What do you say we think of one right here, huh?
Hey, a theme song for Phil Davis? How about Barrel House Bessie?
Or the March of the Elephants?
No. Now, wait a minute. Let's see. I got it, folks. Now, here's a song that fits him. Like the well-known club. It doesn't tell of moonlight, and it doesn't mention love. Now, with the help of Brito and the Thrasher Sisters, too, we'll lead all kind of gently to the song we got to do.
We'll lead all kind of gently to the song we're set to do.
First there was the melody, One Night of Love.
One night of love.
And then a song with two by two that we heard plenty of.
Two by two, they go marching through.
Soon there was a tune about the sisters three, and there have been a score of fours that live in melody. But now at last the song's arrived to bring the fame of Phil alive. So swing it, kiddies, jump and jive. Here's to Mr. Five by Five.
Mr. Five by Five, he's five feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.
The army don't depend on tanks to climb a rocky hill. Instead, the men, when out of tanks, ride piggyback on Phil.
Mr. Five-by-Five, he's right on hand when the tanks won't drive. He can climb a hill with the greatest of skill, good old Mr. Five-by-Five.
In battle, he's the whole darn front. He doesn't know a fear. But when he backs up toward the front, his front is at the rear.
Mr. Five-by-Five, he's not afraid of a thing alive. Why, he bears all the brunt of the whole darn front, that old Mr. Five-by-Five.
One day our maestro wandered by, an elephant chained and tied. A gleam came in the elephant's eye, then hiya, Poppy cried.
Mr. Five-by-Five. There is a rounder fellow alive. All the elephants stop and call him Pop. Three chairs for old Five-by-Five.
Wait a minute. Let me get my 2 cents in it. You don't think so much of me, you and Mr. 3x3? Yes, I may be as wide as an elephant's hide and look like a 10-ton tank beside, but there's one thing I'm solid at.
Tell us, Mr. Davis, what is that?
Well, listen while I come alive and give out with that trombone jive.
Five-by-five, you're a hat cat with that jive.
We're all with you, man alive. Now hit it, brother, and start to drive.
Mr. Five-by-five, he's a grand old guy alive, but our story must end. So goodbye, friend. Goodbye to Mr. Five-by-five.
Now that your refreshing fountain of fun is about to subside until next week at this time, may we invite you to another fountain or candy counter where you will always find the refreshment of a luscious, creamy, smooth Milky Way. Enjoy that delightful treat in the week to come. During the waning hours of the day when time drags and work has worn you down, give yourself the pick-me-up of a Milky Way. See how quickly your energy returns. For a Milky Way bar is a nutritional treat as wholesome and nourishing as it is delicious. And what an enjoyable adventure. As you open the crisp wrapper, you will notice the scent of fresh milk chocolate. Then as your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, through the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious center of chocolate nougat, richly flavored with real malted milk, you will thrill to the taste blend found only in a Milky Way. What's more, you will enjoy every bite right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Roosevelt is visiting at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, yes. I think it's very nice of the king to break down and allow ladies to come into the palace.
What are you talking about, Veronica? Ladies have always been allowed there.
Oh, no, Bobby. Just last week, I read a headline that said, First Lady to Enter Buckingham Palace.
We'll be back again next Sunday at the same time. So you'll be here too, won't you?
Yes, Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun next Sunday at 5:30 Eastern Wartime. All the gang will be here. Bill Brito, the Thrasher Sisters, Phil Davis and his music, Veronica Lagoon, Doc Fiddlefaddle, and Bob Jellison.
So long now.
John Cornell speaking. This is the Nation Station.